There's a mystery at the heart of Hold Me Tight, the latest film from French director Mathieu Amalric, adapted by him from a play by Claudine Galea. The story opens with Clarice, a wife and mother played by Vicky Creeps, playing some kind of card game with a deck of Polaroid photos spread out on her bed. Then she goes to her children's bedroom and looks at her two preteen kids, Lucy and Paul, sleeping. She packs a bag, sneaks out of the house, backs an old car out of the garage, and drives away. Gradually, we learn, just from her self-talk, that she's leaving for good. But we don't know why. Amalric has made his name as an actor in over 100 films and TV shows, a familiar face in French film, and then internationally, with roles in films by Steven Spielberg, Wes Anderson, and others, including playing a villain in one of the James Bond movies. But all this time, he's also been directing, with over 20 features and shorts since 1990. As a director, he demonstrates a real affinity with actors, as you might expect, allowing them to participate in the invention and elaboration of characters. And he specializes in depicting unstable, subjective points of view, with a flowing, wandering camera that might seem aimless at first, but eventually reveals an inner logic. He made the right choice of actress. Creeps is a sensitive performer with a wide yet subtle range of expression, and this is one of her best so far. While driving, Clarice listens to a recording of her daughter Lucy practicing piano. She smokes cigarettes, laughs, and seems to talk directly to her daughter. Flashback to scenes of Lucy playing at home, with Clarice talking with her husband and their son looking on. As the film goes on, we continue to have these fragmentary flashbacks. It seemed to be a happy family. On the other hand, the parents do quarrel, although that doesn't seem out of the ordinary, really. Clarice's journey doesn't seem to have a direction. We see her in a roadside bar, for instance, just listening to the idle chatter of the customers. Increasingly, instead of flashbacks, we see Clarice's family as it continues to go through life without her. The kids get older, Lucy becomes a teenager, and has an opportunity to perform in a piano competition. Strangely, Clarice's husband never makes an attempt to find her. It's as if he already knows that there's no point in looking, because their relationship has gone past a point of no return. Then we find it difficult to distinguish reality from imagination. Clarice seems to see all these things that are happening without her, but how can that be? The solution to the mystery begins to be revealed about halfway through, yet the odd thing is that the film stays suspenseful. It doesn't really matter that we know the secret now. The point is to display this person's free-floating awareness cinematically, in a direct way, without distance. We've been brought into the fragile consciousness of Clarice, a woman of constantly shifting thoughts and emotions. The picture becomes a spellbinder because of the masterful performance of Vicky Creeps. There's a sea of emotion rolling inside her, expressed by her face in precise and delicate moments of wonder, sadness, fear, enjoyment, amusement, and confusion. Creeps goes all the way in every word and action in this film. She does not hold back. Yes, there is a secret to Hold Me Tight that I won't give away. So what I will tell you is, this movie captures an emotional truth that pierces the heart.